this one point.
Let's go back to let's go to our scriptures. First Philippians chapter 4. Let's, can we read that? Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Are you ready?
Amen.
Church, are you ready?
Amen.
Okay, let's read together. Begin.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
One more time, shout. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord. What does it mean by rejoice in the Lord? Well, let Jesus be your joy.
Amen.
Let Jesus be your joy, because Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my
strength.
If you need strength, let Jesus be your joy.
Amen.
Because Jesus is your joy.
Amen.
Unspeakable joy.
Amen.
Unstoppable joy.
Amen.
And everlasting joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This joy you cannot find anywhere else or anybody else in this world. Only Jesus is your joy.
Amen.
So rejoice in the Lord. Jesus is your joy. Mm. So when you enjoy Jesus, you are going to be gentle. Mm. You are going to be... What's the word Greek? Who remembers that Greek word?
Epikes.
Everybody's epikes.
Epikes.
If you let Jesus be your joy, then you're going to be a person of epikes, gentleness, right? It doesn't matter how other people they act to me or they react to me. How in spite of their reaction, in spite of their act, listen, my response is going to be always the same, satisfaction. Mm. If I ask for hot water and she gives me cold water, I'm going to be
satisfied
because of epikes. Okay? Now, let's go back. The scriptures. Look at this verse 5 here. No, verse 4, yeah. Okay. Verse 5, sorry. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is...
near.
The Lord is
near.
Come on, say it to the person next to you. The Lord is near.
The Lord is near.
Say mean it. Say it with the assurance. The Lord is near.
The Lord is near.
The Lord is near.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what this Lord is near means? Okay, when this scripture said the Lord is near, this means you stretch your arms. Like, you stretch your arms. Go ahead, do this. Jesus is right there. You can touch him. Jesus is right there. See how Jesus is near?
Very near.
How near?
Very near.
He's right here. Stretch hand. Come on, touch him now. Touch Jesus. Touch his hand. Well, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? You don't believe? You don't believe Jesus is here? Do you believe?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Do you believe or don't believe?
I believe.
Jesus is so near that you can touch him.
Amen.
That you can talk to him.
Amen.
That he can touch you.
Amen.
He can bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can transform you.
Amen.
He can renew your mind.
Amen.
He can bless you inside out.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
That's what it says, that Jesus is near, the Lord is near. Mm. He's really near, right in the distance of your hand. In distance of your hand, he's there. I'm going to see. Sarah, come.
You're about to sleep. Okay. Just kidding, sister. Love you, sister. Okay.
Sarah. Stretch hands. So Jesus is here, right? He's here. So do you believe Jesus is here?
Yes.
Okay, of course. He's here too, yes. How do you believe? How do you believe?
Faith.
Huh?
Faith.
Believe. So you believe Jesus is here because you have faith. Okay. You gave the right answer too quick. That's why I'm worried. You should say, that's why it will make the, you know, the story fun. But like,
rewind.
Hey, hey, ah, so simple. So she believes Jesus is here and in her because she has faith. What is faith? You want to say that part there? What is faith? Okay. Okay. Do you believe Jesus is?
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus is here?
Amen.
Huh? 100%? You're gonna show? You're gonna show your Jesus here?
No.
Do you believe? Marina, do you believe? Philip, do you believe?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Huh? Asa, do you believe Jesus is here?
Yes.
Where is he? When you praise and worship God, when you come to church, knowing and believing that Jesus is right in the distance of your hand, mm-hmm. you knowing that Jesus Christ is right here, He's watching over you.
Amen.
How you are praising and worshiping, how you are dancing, how you are responding to the songs and this worship, Jesus is even now standing here and He's watching over you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you really believe, your attitude will be changed. Mm. Your behavior will be changed.
Amen.
Don't you think so?
Amen.
You will behave and your attitude will be changed. Okay, today I want to talk about the Lord is near. Actually, I had a different sermon today. As you see the sermon online, it's a different sermon. But as I was praying and preparing, in the last moment, God gave me a new sermon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is near.
Amen.
It's coming soon.
Amen.
It's coming soon to take us home.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Oh, I believe. Oh, we should sing that song. I believe. What's the song? God of three in one. Can we come together? I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. God is three in one. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe the Holy Spirit. God is three in one. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have that?
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah? Okay. Listen. Ready? 시작. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. I believe in you. So now you say the Lord is near The Lord is so near. He's always watching over you. He's always in mindful of you. He always cares about you. He always loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's never, will never fail. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that happens to you, around you, you have to understand this. My friends, you have to know this. Whatever happens to you, around you, you have to understand God is God of sovereignty, meaning He is the ultimate ruler. He's the ultimate controller. And He knows what He is doing in your life.
Amen.
He will turn it around when time comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not give up on Him. Because He never gives up on you.
Yes.
He never
gives up on you.
Okay, so I want to talk about faith now. The Lord is near. I want to talk about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Yeah, what is faith? What is faith? Oh, you remember that. Okay. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Are you ready? Let's talk. Yes. Let's see the definition of faith. Ready? Begin.
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Well, okay. The bottom one is the King James. Okay, let's read the King James. Ready?
Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for
and the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so substance is something that is real, right? Mm. Not shadow. Substance. Do you understand? There's something that is real. Here's the Bible. Here, this is the book. This is some substance, right?
Yeah.
This is real. You're saying it, right? You're saying this. You are looking at this Bible now. What do you call that? It's a red color, not red. What is it?
Burgundy.
Burgundy, right? Mm. Burgundy, yeah. It's a burgundy color, very nice color. And this is a substance. Do you see? Why is it substance? Because it's real. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
So, Bible says, the faith is the substance of things you hope for.
Mm.
So, Jesus is here. You say, Jesus is here. If you have faith, He is. He becomes a substance.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He becomes a real.
Amen.
He becomes a reality.
Amen.
He becomes a reality.
Amen.
If you have faith.
Amen.
If you don't have faith, it's like riding the cloud. It's like chasing after the wind. Where is the wind? Can you catch the wind?
No.
No, you cannot catch the wind. Can you beat the wind? No, you cannot beat the wind. See, it's useless and hopeless to fight the wind, to chase after the wind. It's like that. Only the faith will make Jesus reality. Only the faith will make Jesus real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. You want to listen to a very, Nessa, there's a very wonderful music now, right? Wonderful music. Is this on?
The bottom one.
Well, nice, very nice piano player. Now, in order to hear this sound, you need what? You need, when you're to hear this very wonderful play, PJ's playing piano, you need what? You need nose?
No.
You need eyes?
No.
You need mouth?
No.
You need what?
Ears.
You need ears. Hold your ear. Where's your ear? Where's your ear? You know? You need ears to hear the sound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Here is a very handsomely calm today, with lots of moose and jelly, with hairspray. Huh? You like my hairstyle today? Yeah. Huh? Very nice. So to be able to see the very handsome face of Pastor Paul and Pastor Paul's hair, you envy my hair now. You envy my hair? Okay, I'll let you touch it. Don't do this. Just touch it. Oh, you like it? Now he's envy now. in order to see a wonderful hair of Pastor Paul, you need to have what?
Eyes.
Ears?
Eyes.
Nose?
No.
You need to have eyes. You need to have eyes to see the hair, wonderful hairstyle of Pastor Paul, or your loved one, your wife, or your girlfriend or boyfriend, right? You have to have your eyes to see your loved one, isn't it? In order to taste, this is a Hongsam, ginseng. In order to taste this ginseng, you need what?
Mouth.
Ear? You need ear to taste it? You need eyes to taste it? You need mouth. You need mouth to taste it, right? Hallelujah!
Amen.
You need faith! You need faith to make Jesus reality!
Amen.
You need mouth to taste, you need eyes to see, you need ears to hear. You need faith to see Jesus!
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't have faith, you cannot please Jesus. You cannot touch Him. And the Bible says today, rejoice in the Lord! I say it again, rejoice in the Lord! And let your gentleness be shown to everyone.
Amen.
Because the Lord is near.
Amen.
Well, you have got to believe that Jesus Christ is right next to you. He's not only inside you, but He's right next to you. And whenever you say, Lord Jesus, He will come, He will run to you.
Amen.
And he will run to you and say, what's up? What is it, my son, my daughter? What is it, my brother? What do you need? He will run to you and he will ask this question, what do you need? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need faith. Hebrews 11:6. Let's read it together. Begin.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we seek you now.
Amen.
In this place, we seek you with all of our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, without faith, it is
impossible
to please God. If you please God, God will please you. Amen. Don't you think so? Amen. If you please God, God will please you. He will bless you with His favor. Amen. So how do we please God? We need faith. Because only by faith we can please Him. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, because anyone who comes to Him, anyone who comes to Jesus, must believe. That word must is there. Mm. Must believe, because there is no other way. There's no other way to experience Jesus. Mm. You need faith to experience Jesus. Must believe that He exists. Where? He exists where your hands can touch. He exists there. He's here. He exists. And that He rewards to those who earnestly seek Him. We want to seek Jesus today.
Amen.
With all of our hearts. With all of our strength. He's here to bless you.
Amen.
He's here to change you. He's here to transform you.
Amen.
He's here to give you hope.
Amen.
Are you ready to seek Him?
Amen.
Are you ready to exercise your faith? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord Jesus. Then what is faith? As we know, the faith is to make Jesus reality.
Mm.
And certainly what we hope for.
Mm.
Right? But we still need to define what is faith. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. What is faith? Okay, let's read it together. Begin.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him and endured the cross, scorning shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
All Bible says, let us fix! What are you looking at these days? What are you fixing your eyes upon these days? What are your eyes on? Upon? Where your eyes are upon? Because you will get what you see. you will get what you see. Whatever you see, that's what's going to be getting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I can tell your future. I can tell your future by hearing what you're thinking these days. Because that's what's going to be your future. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because Bible says, Jesus Christ is the author
and
perfecter of our
faith.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the one who gives you faith. Jesus is the one who completes your faith. Are you getting me? Jesus is the one who initiates that faith, and Jesus perfects that faith. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the Hallelujah.
Amen.
All praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because He is the Alpha and Omega of our faith.
Amen.
He's the beginner and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Meaning, Jesus Christ is the faith. We need Jesus.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
What do you need?
Jesus.
Do you need money?
No.
If you need, don't need the money, then you can give it to me. Right? You need money. You need money, yes. You need water, you need air, you need everything. But above all else, we need Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus is everything. He's all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
We need Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Don't fix your eyes on the future. Don't think about the future too much, my friend. Listen. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the past. Okay. Don't be consumed with the past. Don't worry about the future. Do you understand? Don't be in mindful and consumed with the past. Past is past. Forget the past. Move on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what you did in the past. The past is past. Okay. God does not care about your past. It's done. Now is important. And don't worry about future. Because future is on God's hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot change future. You understand? It's on God's hand. So trust the Lord. Don't think about anything. Just live one day at a time. Every
Amen.
Day for Jesus.
Amen.
Every minute for Jesus. Every second for Jesus.
Amen.
And if you do that, Jesus will bring everything for you.
Amen.
Jesus will make everything work together.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus will make everything work together. Do you believe?
Amen.
He will do that. That's Romans 8:28. Do you want to see that? Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28-29. He's pretty square. You want to see? Romans 8:28-29. Okay, ready? Read this, please. Begin.
And we know
that in all things
God
works
for
the good
of those
who love Him,
who
have been called according to His purpose.
For those
who God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Okay? In all things, God works for the good. You see? In all things, God works for the good.
Amen.
Not for the bad. Not for the evil, but for the good. If you trust Him. If you put your faith in Him. Hallelujah. God make everything work together for the good. Amen?
Amen.
You have got to believe this. You have got to hold on to this promise. And by the way, everything that is happening around you, with your, if you're married, with your husband, with your wife, okay, if you're kids, everything that happens with your family, listen, everything that happens with people, look, that is happening, look, verse 29, what? To conform to the likeness of His Son. To conform to the likeness of His Son. Honey, how many years have we been married? How many years? She has to think. That's
long
how
years.
That's how old we are. Huh? How many years?
This year will be our 23rd.
23rd? 23 years? So for 23 years, she has been the thorn in my life. And she has been the thorn in my life, thorn in my flesh. and she has been the persecutor of my life for 23 years. Because of her persecution, because of her thorn in my flesh, I grew. I became mature. I conformed to the likeness of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So, I need to thank my wife Rachel. Thank you for poking me, for harassing me, for blaming me for everything. That you have, all the persecution that you have done to me, I thank you. Because of you, I grew.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? When she did something wrong thing to me, then I learned to forgive. Right? When she mistreated me, I learned to understand. I learned to be patient. Otherwise, if she always nice to me like an angel, 24 hours, 7 days, all the time she's angel to me, I'll never grow. I'll never grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
That's why God says everything works together for the good. To conform to the likeness of Jesus Christ. You're going to get married soon. Huh? Get ready for the thorn. Get ready for the persecution. Marriage is not lovely doubly all the time. Lovely doubly, oh, flower and the snow and romantic. Romeo and Juliet. Wake up! That's not marriage. That's a dream. That's a dream. You need to come out of that dream and face the reality. Okay? When you sleep together, slime coming down. After you sleep, you have many things here and her standing. You have to see the reality. Huh? That's the reality. Don't just imagine about wedding ceremony. Oh, white gown and beautiful, you know, lipstick, everything. Well, you have to see her mirror of the night. Right next to you, mirror of the night. Standing messy, slowly coming down. You have to see that. If you can still love her, then you are loving her. Or loving him. Oh Lord Jesus. Galatians 2:20. You and I, we have to admit, you and I, we don't have love. We don't have faith. Okay, repeat after me, brothers and sisters. I admit that I don't have faith.
That I don't have a faith.
I admit it.
I don't have love.
That's where you start. That's where you start your marriage life. That's where you start your Christian life. Don't deceive yourself thinking that you have faith where you have love. No, we don't have. Because faith, Bible says, faith comes from?
Hearing.
Faith comes from?
Hearing.
Romans chapter 10. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing from the?
Word
of God. That means before you heard the word of God, you didn't have faith. You see, faith didn't come from you. Faith comes from Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the author and perfecter of your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's only one kind of faith in the Bible. That's the faith of the Son of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You want to see? Kingdom's version.
Faith of
the
Son of God.
This is right.
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Let's read together. Begin. I am crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you look at the NIV, it doesn't quite explain it in the right way. Okay? The original Bible, the Greek, means, the King James Version said it right, okay. I live by the faith of the
Son of God.
Look here, the fourth line. I live by the
faith of the
Son of God. You see, faith of the Son of God. Not faith of PJ, or faith of your name, but it's faith of the Son of God. You see? Faith of the Son of God. It's a crisis faith that is perfect. Crisis faith that will bring miracle in your life. Crisis faith is all possible faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Christ comes into you, the faith will grow. I say that again. When Christ comes into you, faith will grow. When Christ comes into you, faith will grow.
Amen.
So the more you eat Jesus, the more you eat the Word of God, the faith, the more faith will go up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you know Christ, the Lord is near. And you will go run to Him all the time, and you will receive His power. You will receive His gentleness, epiakes. And you will be able to live a life of epiakes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the peace of God transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. That's a blessed life to live. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the faith of the Son of God. Amen. So this afternoon, now, we're going to say to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is right near to us. The Lord is near. We're going to ask Him, Jesus, I need you.
Amen.
I need your faith.
Amen.
I don't have faith, but I need you. Please come into me as a faith, so that I know you are near, so that I can run to you all the time, so I can experience you, experience your presence, experience your love, experience your life, experience your power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are ready to exercise your faith?
Amen.
How many are ready to ask the Lord, say, I'm ready
Amen.
To see Jesus.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Stand up where you are. Stand up.